Dr. Scott Hollier has just returned from Seoul, Korea, where he was presenting at the Web for All conference. The event brings together international experts to help ensure that the needs of people with a disability are included as the web evolves. And here to share his highlights is Dr. Scott Hollier. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta. Great to be back again.
Now, what is Web for All for our listeners?
Well, Web for All, it's a co-located conference with the WWW conference, World Wide Web conference. It's a very big international conference, and a lot of people submit papers to the conference. About half the papers get accepted, and then there's a whole range of accessibility things discussed, from web standards and how to make the web more accessible through to mobile phones and smartphones, tablets, all sorts of different ways to make computers and internet more accessible. So the W4A part of the conference runs over 2 days. And it's basically a big get-together of accessibility professionals, some students, and accessibility specialists from all over the world.
Now, Scott, you presented a paper at the conference this year. What was it about?
The paper was essentially looking at the progress of the National Transition Strategy in Australia as the federal government moves towards trying to make its websites accessible. And their target for hitting that is the end of this year. And the course that I co-teach with Associate Professor Denise Wood from UniSA, we found that the people who have participated in that course, a lot of them are from government, and there's been a few issues that have become particularly urgent as that deadline has approached. So my paper was basically talking a bit about, in broad terms, those issues, and that included things like PDF accessibility, how to audit a website to check if it's accessible, and basically how to do the most you can in the very short time they have left. Great to have that opportunity and a real privilege to present at W4A.
So what were some of the other highlights for people who are blind or vision impaired?
Well, one of the things I thought was really cool was there was a paper student project which is basically using technology to recognise items in a vending machine. So essentially you could walk up to a vending machine and using that image recognition software could scan through the different things in the vending machine and say, look, you know, that's a chocolate biscuit, that's a packet of potato chip. And I must admit, food is very close to my heart, so I was particularly happy about the idea of using a vending machine as an example. But the idea being that in long term is that you could walk into a room and maybe wear a device like Google Glass, and you could scan around the room and it would tell you the things which are in the room. So it was a very elementary prototype, but I think it's an exciting example of where some things are going.
These are the sort of things it doesn't think about.
Well, it's true. And well, when you think about things like Google Glass, a lot of the talk has been around the idea that you can have all this information pop up in your visual sight as you walk. But for people who are blind or vision impaired, you know, potentially you could walk into a room, pick up a can of drink and have something tell you what that is. So I'm really excited by wearable technology.
Excellent. Now, I've heard there is some good news regarding the location of W4A in 2017. What is it?
There is. I'm very happy to announce that as of just recently, the announcement has come out that Perth will be the host of the next W4A in 2017. So the way it works is that every 3 years they rotate the conference between Asia Pacific, Europe, and the Americas. And it was held in Seoul, Korea this year, so 3 years' time. The announcement was made that Perth will be hosting W4A. And this is a fantastic thing because to get a conference of this calibre on our shores in Australia, and me being based in Western Australia, I'm particularly proud. So it is a great thing to have all the accessibility specialists, professionals, and students all coming together in WA in 2017 for what I'm sure will be a great event.
And I'm sure you'll be right there in the centre of it all.
Really looking forward to it. I think it's a very exciting opportunity.
Oh, well done for you and for Perth, Scott. Thank you for that. You can find out more about getting online and using websites with assistive technology on mediaaccess.org.au or by calling the team on 02-9212-6242. Thank you for all of that today, Scott. More good news.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.